Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation chapter 20, and we're at the end of chapter 20. So we're getting close to the end of the book overall. And some people are going, yay. Other people are going, wait a minute. I know less now than I thought I knew when I started. Yeah, that's the wonder and the glory of the scripture, is it not? Locally, we're actually doing a series right now on Sunday mornings. Between the two different campuses, we have two services at each campus. So that means four services every week. And we're doing a series on questions, and questions that people in the congregation have asked. They've have forwarded questions into the with the app and that kind of stuff. And it has been great. And but people are finding out that, okay, we get an answer to a question, but in that answer, we have five more questions that arise from that. Or 10 more questions. And it really is the wonder and the glory of the Most High God and His Word. And we're experiencing that right now. But we continue to press on. So here's Revelation 20, and we're up to verse 11. And it starts off in a way that we've seen often so far, that John sees something. It says this, "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them." So what does John see? He sees a great white throne and him who sits on the throne. We've actually seen this type of picture before in Revelation. You also see it over in Daniel. Someone, it winds up being the Most High God, sitting on the throne. So here's a great white throne. And it says this, from whose presence, okay, whose that word presence literally means face, from whose face earth and heaven have fled away, and no place was found for them. So the earth and heaven have fled away from this throne. Does that mean it physically that they physically flee? I think it speaks more maybe to the brilliance of the throne, that it just washes out everything. But then when it says this, that no place was found for them, okay, no place found for them, it's given us some insight into what's happening with the transition from the creation we know it right now to the new heavens and the new earth. Verse 12 says this, "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds." And every time you see hear books right here, it's speaking of scrolls, okay? So what's going on? He sees the dead, the great and the small. And they're before the great white throne. So just let me tell you here what's going on for the beginning. We'll get a better understanding of it. The great white throne judgment is for the dead. Those who are believers are never described as being dead. Okay? They're described as being asleep. They're described as being absent from the body, but they're present with the Lord, but not dead. And so these are folks who are unbelievers. Now, believers will be judged, but they'll be judged at the Bema seat of Christ, the mercy of Christ, because why? Because we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the source of mercy and grace, okay? But here, they're being judged. Now, notice what happens. They're standing before the throne, and books were opened. Books, plural. And then another book was opened. So there's at least three books, right? You got the plural books, and then you got another book. This other book is called the Book of Life. And it says, the dead were judged from the things written in the books according to their deeds. So the things written in the books are the deeds of the dead, which makes you think there's going to be a lot of books, you know? There's a lot of things. The deeds of those who are unbelievers that are dead are written in the books, and they're going to be judged by those books. Verse 13, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds." Verse 14. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. So he says it point blank here. We talked about this in a previous episode or two. You know, how blessed are those that will not experience the second death? This is the second death right here, being cast into the lake of fire. Then verse 15, last verse of Revelation 20. And if anyone's name was not found in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So actually, one of the questions that we're going to be dealing with here in that question series I told you about, we're not dealing with it this week. Of course, I don't know when you're listening to this. We're going to deal with it next week. It's one that somebody wrote, and it said this. Can you explain who are those whose names have not been written in the book of life, Revelation 17, and names not found in the book of life, Revelation 20, and your name blotted out, Psalm 69. And so they want to know, who is this? And there's actually another scripture passage which really gives insight into this, Exodus 32, 32. Listen to the Exodus passage. And this is Moses speaking. And he said this to God, but now, if you will forgive their sin, if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written. But the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. So Moses is sitting there talking to God about what's going on with the people, and he's saying, hey, I know they've done this, I know they've done that. Just blot my name out, okay? Blot my name out, but forgive them. And God says, no, whoever sinned, his name will be blotted out of the book of life. Well, what is the book of life? And then you have the Lamb's book of life. So let me just tell you my best understanding of this right now at this time. And if I'm wrong, I'll come back sometime. And if I find out I'm wrong, I'll tell you then. Okay. What I think is happening here is that whenever someone comes into existence, their name is in a book of life. Okay. The book of life. Even those that are unborn, their names will be in the book of life. If they do not repent, if they do not confess, they do not call upon the name of the Lord, if they do not believe unto salvation, then their names are blotted out of that book of life. So by the time it's all said and done, when all the judgments have come, the great white throne judgment here particularly, because it says what? If their name's not found in the book of life, then they'll be blotted out. They're cast in, okay, to the lake of fire. When their name's blotted out of that book of life then becomes the Lamb's book of life. Because everybody who is left in the book of life hasn't been blotted out are those who are the Lamb's and who have believed. So I think that's what's going on. The books you see here are the records according to their deeds. It says this twice, of those who are dead. And they're going to be judged. They're all going to be found guilty because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. What's the judgment going to be? Death, thrown in the lake of fire. Hades, thrown in the lake of fire. That's the second death. If your name was not found in the book of life, when it's all said and done, you're thrown into the lake of fire. Yeah. I know. So this should motivate us to do what? Make sure that our name is in the Lamb's book of life. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.